As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alright, and where we pick up our intrepid Rippers this week, Ryan finally decided to join us, unlike last week.
Was he even part of the game last week?
No.
Okay.
Steven was originally going to join us and then decided to have a girlfriend instead. Jeez.
Douchebag.
Well, technically I was supposed to be a part of the game. It was just undecided as to whether I would be able to consider my wife. Anyway.
Until you said, screw your wife, I'm joining anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, he'd like to screw his wife, but it's not happening as much as he'd like.
Anyway. So, you guys have stepped off the boat, and within 3 days, also managed to find a Satan-worshipping curate of the St. John's Chapel in East Side London. You guys have managed to actually spend about a day or two. Now, the thing is Jessica, since it's just you three at this point, Jessica, due to her noble heritage and whatnot, can't actually, you know, kind of watch any of the rooms, so to speak. She actually has to go out and make appearances and whatnot. However, the two unemployed people are more than happy to just kind of sit around in the meeting room.
I am employed. Curthy.
Actually, that reminds me. Does the U.S. government give me any sort of form of pay, or am I essentially on an extended vacation with occasional bouts of...
You are an extended vacation.
Okay.
Which is basically their nice way of saying we're not paying you until we figure out something to do with you.
So I'm more of a bounty hunter for the United States military right now than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But when they
issue an order, you are obligated to do it.
Okay. The thought just occurred to me, so I thought I should ask.
You're more like a spy.
They still have to pay you for the guy we... got for you. The guy we shot.
I may have received pay for that up front. That's how I afforded the voyage over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that works too.
Just remember, the United States military will hand me money and say, alright, now you just need to figure out a way to get to Britain from here.
Here's the money to track down this target, because we can't wire to your bank account. What, this isn't the 20th century?
Yeah.
Telegrams, man. Those things are advanced. Wiring money still doesn't work. Anywho.
Pony Express.
So, you guys have spent about a day just kind of chilling out. The Ripper Lodge at this point, thanks to Jessica's wonderful letters of support to certain individuals, towards the end of the month, this thing actually will get a bit more income. Right now, it's still kind of, you know, sparse, hard wooden furniture. The sleeping quarters are basically about 6 bunk beds at this point, all in one giant common room, with one bathroom to share.
Wait, we actually have indoor plumbing? Wow, this is a step up from where I used to live.
Yes, there is indoor plumbing, because this is London.
faster. Remember, I lived in the West. Indoor plumbing is not something that exists out there right now.
No, for the rich.
Am I rich?
So, but the nice thing is that there is a perk. Since you guys are right above Lucky Ann's, you guys get your food from down there. And it is a nice pub. For East End London.
Wait, are we above or below?
We're above.
Oh, okay.
I am so tired of fish and chips.
Yeah, they have things like bread bowls, they have stews. She's a nice kind of crazed woman. Crazed Irish woman, no less.
Crazed as in she knows what we do and that kind of stuff, or just generic crazy?
Just kind of generic crazy.
Okay.
So this is like the day after her last thing, or...?
Yeah, one day.
Mm-hmm. I guess I start trying to explore the area, get my bearings around this area.
Okay. Give me a streetwise. To see how much... It's going to take a number of days. Alright, so actually, yeah, no. You were trying to get your bearings, and then there was a food riot, and it just didn't go well.
Can I see the Ripper's book, if that's possible? Thank you very much.
I'm just trying so I don't get lost in my own neighborhood.
Yep, right now. Right now you're trying to get used to everything. And the fact that you get paid £10 a month to go hunt supernatural horrors. Mm-hmm. At nighttime, you, of course, visit.
Mm-hmm. Check in on everyone.
Ninja!
You'll notice that these two, at this point, have now been asked to guard the meeting room. Maintain it, so it looks kind of like it's got, you know... It looks like it's been slightly straightened up, but you'll notice that about every third, like, glass is missing. And there seems to be a stolen lamp set it in the center of the table.
Actually, it has stolen written on it?
That lamp's from their comrade's house.
Oh, okay. At some point today during my free time, I went out and bought a hatchet of some sort.
Give me a persuade check.
Oh, okay.
It's for chopping firewood.
That's why it's in London.
And bodies. Here's 10 pounds.
9 minus 2 is 7.
7? Alright, you're good.
No, you might have saved.
Oh, you're okay, sure.
Like
you look like an outdoor type.
By not mentioning bodies.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
a big mouth, so I have to have lots of money
from
saying things.
I've been recruited by the fine gentleman. I'm being paid £10 a month, which is ridiculously high, to, quote, hunt down, you know, cult-like activity and strange ne'er-do-wells. You thought your background in fencing, this would be a natural avenue. Finally, someone's paying me to perform my art. And so at night, you are taken with this strange American, combed over black hair, and, the nice under-white shirt with suspenders.
Ah, okay. It's not you.
Travis Mortimer. He, of course, walks up the stairs to the back entrance. You're in East End. This is the lowliest of low. This is the dirty immigrant side of London. And, of course, he walks up to the back door and he says the password.
Swordfish.
Who is this Ben Helsing person? Why is he our password?
It's a person?
I don't think it is.
I didn't realize it was a name.
And,
I thought it was just a word. Two words put together. Maybe three.
He walks on in. At this point, you can see this wonderfully sparse meeting room. We're talking like 4 or 5 hard wooden chairs, a bar that's empty. It looks like, you know, as I said, about every third glass is missing. It's got a single, like, gas-lit lantern kind of illuminating the place, and there's a door heading off. But sitting there is this, you know, fairly friendly yet kind of suspicious-looking small Chinese woman.
Pretty? Yes.
Of course you're friendly. You're here to serve him. He's British, after all. A bit of a hard-bitten, kind of dirty, sleeping yank. And then this strange woman in this costume that's painted up like a tiger.
Kinda.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when I see
it has tiger fur on it.
I even have the effect of my hat is tilted down, covering my eyes, going on.
And Travis, of course, says, it knocks on the table. Meet your new companion.
Hello, everyone.
You ugly.
I love to say that in Chinese.
But Joseph McDonald, U.S. Marshal.
Liam Whitman. Nice to see a colorful cast here.
Stepping in from the...
That's a polite way to put it.
Stepping in from the sleeping quarters, you, of course, you three recognize Din. You see it. Now, just to let you know, the average height is like 5'4", 5'6" for a man. He's about 6', 6'2". This giant Scotsman with this huge, brightly colored kilt. And, of course, today he's decided not to wear a shirt at all. Walks up.
Shirts?
Huh?
He owns shirts? I think he was shirtless when we met him, too.
He walks in and says, new blood!
Ah, hello. My name is Liam Whitman.
And, Ruda! And of course, walks this small Indian. He says,
I'm wearing a brown suit with a bowler hat and a nice sword cane.
Well, it's a cane.
At the moment, yes.
Yes.
He's a fencer, and he's agreed to join the Rippers. And so I thought you three would, of course, be a natural group for him to fit in with, since you guys don't exactly have the lay
like
of
yesterday.
Since you don't exactly have the lay of the land yet, I figured an Englishman would help.
Yes. Yep. Most welcome.
We can be lost in this stuff together.
Right. Lost. Well, I don't think I'll be lost here. I mean, I've lived in London all my life, but...
I meant more what we're fighting.
Cultists and such. I doubt there'll be much difficulty.
Yeah, tell that to the guy who did this to me. I suppose I show one of the many bruises I received from him.
Oh, now it's just a bruise. I'm sure it'll go away.
I hope so. I think that cross may have been unholy.
Why are you poking it?
It's now a bruise. It wasn't before.
He was weeping with the souls of the damned. Anyway.
As no one even responds to my might-be-cursed comment about the cross.
We have several other members. Donovan and Thidon are still out in the field. And then Horace and Voki are out and about there, basically off on vacation.
Oh, cool, we get vacation.
They're like, yay!
Yep, Thidon and Donovan are out, Ruta's there, Dennis there, Voki and Horace.
Probably not. Oh. I know I'm not getting paid for my vacation right now.
And just to let you guys know, there actually is a makeshift, armory. It is literally a duffel bag with six pistols in it. Six pistols, six clubs, 240 bullets in boxes, and some common equipment. Oh. That is your guys' armory, duffel bag.
You said that when you borrow something from the lodge, they want it back. For instance, you borrow a shovel, they want the shovel back. If you borrow bullets, do they want the bullets back?
They do want you to actually buy them bullets.
Basically, if you shoot bullets, you need to replenish the supply of bullets within the bag.
That's why there's 240 and not 250 when they come in boxes of 50. Someone borrowed 10 bullets.
And they were returned.
And it was probably one of the three guys who we wound up dead last session. By the way, it's not a duffel bag. It's a leather bag. I don't think duffel bags exist yet.
Yeah, a rucksack.
I'm a Yuli.
You may call me Ada.
It's a pleasure to meet you all.
So, right, I'm going to be sending you four out. I'm going to go ahead and sit here and watch the meeting room for a little while.
There's a couple spiders over there if you want some, need something to do.
Spiders aren't my problem. Anyway.
No, not yet. You can watch them. That's what I've been doing. They're more entertaining than the wall.
As you guys know, since the last lodge got attacked, we lost a lot of resources, including academic resources. We don't even have, like, a library or anything like that.
Oh, no library. What kind of an establishment is this?
One that's recovering from being killed by a bunch of cultists.
Killed?
Ah. You three all mentioned what state, I think it was Yuri. Yuri, yeah, I think it was Yuri. Yuri was in?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Not exactly, yeah, Donnie, O'Patrick, and Yuri. You will actually notice that he's actually got, like, three photographs that are now kind of, like, hanging over the bar. A photograph of each of them.
Somehow I feel like that wall will eventually be a lot fuller.
Let's hope not. Anyway. One of the things we lost was our folklorist. They went MIA. So, what I am hoping is that we can get a new professor. And apparently one of the professors up at the University of London has been passed forward by one of my associates, Dr. Herb Donaldson, and his lovely wife, Margaret. He is he's a professor, and we think that he will be far more reasonable to our cause as opposed to just kind of calling it kind of crazy. Apparently he's got some sort of inclination that there might be something beyond normal, or there might be some truth to the folklore. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I would recommend contacting him at his home rather than the university.
Well, I suppose, I doubt many of us would fit in at the university.
Well, he makes his home on the north side, so if you guys will pay him a visit, do be courteous. We would like him, because after all, he probably knows more about the things we're hunting than we do at this point.
He definitely knows more than we do.
Well, you have to understand, those two, they got a week on you.
Is he putting Din
and Ruta. Ruta, huh? The only people who are left from the original lodge are Voki, Horus, myself, Donovan, and Phaidon. So, yeah, about half the lodge is fresh.
Well, at least we got manpower.
That's true. A useful visit, though.
Well, at this point, it's better than nothing.
Hey.
And you guys have proved to be very competent. I mean, not many people take down a hag before they join the Rippers.
Yeah, that's I have advantage from that.
I'm glad I was out of range of the explosion.
Explosion?
I'm so glad there was a dry cleaner nearby, by the way.
The Lucky Star Chinese Laundromat. Anyway, so if you four will take a look at it, you two probably have more social graces than I do. You're good at, you know, if something goes wrong, and you have the inclination of if you guys need to get someplace. Oh, and you're also somewhat persuasive.
Yes. I figured it is because...
What are you doing?
Nothing.
So.
I can intimidate people.
What about the professor's wife?
Margaret, I don't know a whole lot about either of them. They are passed forward by one of my associates.
You don't have skills.
And yes, no. I've already checked. This associate had nothing to do with the betrayal.
Oh, that is good. Hmm? We don't want to be thrown into another one of those.
It kind of struck home for me when we found out that Archibald was the one who betrayed us.
All bad.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well.
He got what was coming to him.
At least he got his justice in the end.
Alright. Well, what time is it?
late.
It's evening.
Oh, okay. So you should probably wait until tomorrow to go visit him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's recommended.
Well.
So, are we going to just show up at his house or give him...
what day is it? Is he going to be at the university tomorrow? During the
day? Today is the 18th, and I actually have the 1892 calendar.
Huh.
But you two are more familiar with social graces than I am. Do we want to let him know we're coming?
It is currently a Friday. It is Friday night.
Okay, so yes, we can go see him tomorrow during the day.
Yes, we can send him a notice that we would like to speak with him.
And just let you guys know, it is just for interest's sake, it is currently a full moon.
Do I hear any howling?
No. Although it becomes a half moon on the 21st.
All right. Well. Anyone feel like going and getting a drink?
I think we should go visit him at his house.
Tonight?
No.
Well, that's what we're doing tomorrow.
I thought we were going to the university.
No, we said...
He won't be at the university tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Hmm. All right, so you guys hang out tonight. Did you want to gather any information on him?
I'll head to the pub with you.
All right. So we walk downstairs.
All right. Anyone who wants to... So you two are drinking.
We can ask around.
I guess I'm your woman.
You can ask around.
For a bit.
Yes, I can.
So you
I
could,
pay you.
Okay. You actually can go up to Northside in just your normal everyday girl outfit, not be crazy woman. And you two would actually be able to walk around and ask questions at Northside without any suspicion.
I got a 4 at the pub.
They will inform you that, isn't he a professor up at the university?
That's what I heard.
That's all you're getting in Eastside. That's about it, the best they know. All
right.
How much would you charge me if I wanted to buy a hip flask?
Depends on the level of quality of hip flask.
Should we get a pure silver? Common
quality.
Loving and
common quality would just be, 2 shillings.
I was going for a fine quality flask.
That could actually be upwards of a pound.
I might be willing to pay a pound actually for a fine quality flask.
Yeah, because that shows it's a good quality flask. And that means it's also got some artistry and whatnot on it.
I think I might see if I can't buy one of those too.
Okay.
So, I know it's one of the things that...
You're not buying one on Friday night, but...
Yeah. I need something to carry my whiskey around in.
Your white lightning! Anyway. So... You two give me streetwise.
Whiskey Rose perk when you're in the party.
I will assist if I can.
No.
No.
Did we get the same? No. You got like 2 higher on me with the D4.
So, we spend an hour, find nothing.
Everyone's asleep.
Yeah. I basically will have 1 more before you guys basically have to turn it.
I always enjoy it.
Double ones!
A fine right. Whiskey.
5 plus 2 for your charisma.
What is 10? 13.
So you'll actually be a 7.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright. So you will find in Northside, yes, he is a local professor at the university, and he's always been deemed slightly eccentric, and he's a world traveler.
Ooh.
Ivan. Unfortunately, as you were sitting there talking with someone, you need to give me a notice check as they're walking away.
They're stealing your spoon?
I think notice. No,
this is
notice.
D4.
I've never had this PA. I've always been a gin man myself.
Here, try some.
4? They're walking away with your purse.
That's mine!
Alright, hold on. So Jessica's kind of off here going, oh yes, that's lovely, yes. As you're like, son of a bitch. Basically, he got 6 squares ahead as he was walking away from you.
Love it. Yeah, he's like, ooh. 1, 2,
whisker.
Her. 1, 2, 3.
Ah, this is wonderful.
It's probably all right. A little stronger than what you're used to, though.
Oh, only a tad.
I'm not really sure how gin compares to straight whiskey.
I couldn't tell you.
All right, he's going to try and take off on a run. 6.
And I'm like 5 that way too.
1, 2, 3, 4.
La 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 la.
Take off at a run, Ivan.
Take bad luck again,
Ivan.
Hey! I make speed on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go after him.
Alright, so you move double your pace this turn.
That's a 6.
Yes, it is.
7. Aw, it's not a raise.
Alright. Okay, so the little Asian woman runs off with incredible speed.
This is kung fu movie speed.
Alright.
Where are you going?
He will run 8 this turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And I move up to... I moved at 12, I think.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You will actually have to run if you want to get right next to him.
And then I draw my knife.
Alright. Okay, and then he continues running.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now you catch up to him.
Oh, actually, hold on. I should have been drawing cards. Alright. This round. Alright, yes. That was the last round. You moved up, he moved over.
Of course.
That was a short deck. Okay.
He doesn't get to add 2 to this.
No, he doesn't. But he does go 12 this turn. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's why I'm supposed to be doing cards, is because something like that could happen. All right, Ivan. But you do have your knife out.
I move.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Do you want to run?
I have to roll, right?
You have to roll a d6. That's it.
Do I add my own?
No. Just a d6.
It's just a d6, and that's how many squares you go.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Running with knives is a bad idea.
Bad idea.
But I will do it.
Just to make things interesting, you roll an agility die, he'll roll his agility. Basically, this is, since you guys have been running for 3 or 4 turns, this is basically to see if you guys have, like, stumbled into a fruit cart, to see if you guys have tripped on a...
Wild card adds to this, right?
Yes, wild card does add to this. 6, 12.
Six.
All right. Neither of you have tripped, but this guy, he's damn agile. You're pretty sure this guy has got to be some level professional. Because he's just dodging in and out. He's like jumping over the fruit cart doing a flip.
With his D6.
With his D6. Alright, Ace and Jack. I'm pretty sure this is where it's going to stop. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you want to step in front of him?
Yes. Hold on, man. Mine.
Give me an intimidate.
D4, D6, -2.
This is opposed by his spirit. Target number 3.
No.
I got 3.
You're like, hand it over, and he goes, psh. He will go ahead and he'll just straight up deck you. This is obviously ungentlemanly. He's willing to just hit a lady.
And I'm way back there.
4.
Where are you?
That is your parry. Alright, then he does his strength damage.
2.
Open hand slap. Damn, dude. That's your second ace. Okay.
Knife him.
Yeah.
You shank the mofo.
You got too close. You've got to use your shanking knife now.
His parry is a 5. Eleven, you'll hit with a raise. And an extra D6.
It's 2D6?
It's your strength plus a D4 plus an extra D6. When you get a raise, it's always a D6, even if you're rolling like 3D12s. 10. Alright, 10 will knife him, and that is a wound for him, and he's just an extra. Now, the real thing to check is if anyone